This is our be moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm reminding you that it's okay to condemn the policy, but not the person. Recently, we've been talking more about the politics of the day. And my position in a nutshell has been all the evidence shows that wearing facial coverings help to reduce the spread of the coronavirus. There are many debates to be had, but this is not one of them. In fact, I am not alone in my thinking, as a majority of Republicans, independents, and Democrats support the enforcement of wearing masks during this pandemic. Thus, you likely heard the frustration in my voice with politicians who could do more but won't. And while I'll never likely cross the path of these politicians, I do come in contact with people who vote for them, and I've begun to release my frustration on them. Here's where I have an opportunity to grow. When I turn to the scriptures, I think about the tax collectors who often extorted people for their own greed and were ultimately despised by the people. Yet when Jesus met Levi, who was a tax collector, he didn't condemn or despise him. Instead, he engaged him in conversation and ended up at his home later for dinner. Jesus saw what no one else saw, a man who would toss his tax collecting duties to the wind in an instant to follow Christ. And as we know, Levi is more commonly known as the Apostle Matthew. I am also reminded of one of my golden parenting rules: condemn the behavior, but never the child. So if you're like me, who has become heated in the moment, remember these words: and the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. 2 Timothy 2:24. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Bruce of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, you are God's servant.